Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." That statement, "the just shall live by faith." God repeats that same statement 4 times in the entire Bible. In Romans 1:17, in Habakkuk 2:4, in Galatians 3:11, and in Hebrews 10:38. This is obviously a statement that God wants us to know if he gives it to us in the exact wording 4 times. I'm afraid that religion has turned the word faith into nothing more than the power of positive thinking. Just because man has tried to redefine faith does not change what God has to say about faith. And by the way, I kind of believe God's a little sick of man trying to redefine what God says. How about we quit worrying about what we think it means and let's look and define it as God intended. We need to go back and see what God says about it. That's what Christians have the Bible for. It's just like we citizens of the Constitution of the United States of America, something called original intent. Our government doesn't need to make new laws. We need to just keep the old ones that are on the books and go back to what was. We need to get back to letting God be God and take him at his word and obey what he intended, not what we want them to say. You see, I say this often. We have plenty to go on with what God did say. We don't need to worry about, we don't need to wonder about, we don't need to think about, and we don't need to talk about what God did not say. We need to be more interested in what God did say than what he did not say. A lot of people spend a lot of time in prophecy and things and try to speculate what might be. How about we focus on what God did say? Let me give you a few thoughts about this statement. The just shall live by faith. First of all, the just. The word just means to be declared right in God's eyes, to be lived in up in the right order or acceptance of God, to declare to be free from guilt. It literally means to be imbalanced. In other words, we see the scales of justice to where a law and a punishment would balance one another. In computer terms, it means how you line up margins. You can left justify, right justify, two column justify, etc., etc. The word root word to justify is the word just. It literally means to be lined up. Salvation comes when Jesus steps on the scale for us with his righteousness and cares for our sin debt. We cannot be justified to God by our works. We cannot do anything to earn our own salvation. Galatians 2:11 says, 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, in Galatians 3:11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident that the just shall live by faith. In Galatians chapter 5, verse number 4, Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. That doesn't mean somebody loses their salvation, but it means they never got saved because they're trying to justify themselves. You see, justification, being justified, being just, comes when Jesus steps on the scale and he pays our sin debt for us. And in God's eyes, the penalty has been paid for and everything is done. Number two. There are two justifications in the Bible, one before God and one before man. This is where things get a little convoluted in people's brains. Our justification before God is by faith in the truth of the gospel, and Jesus takes care of that. That's what Romans 5:1 says. 5:9 are all about. Romans 4:1 through 5. Acts 13:38 and 39. Romans 4:22 through 25. Being saved is being justified. Someone once said, being justified means it's just as if I'd had never sinned. In other words, when we get saved, our old account is wiped away, the blood of Christ is put over it, and the righteousness of Jesus Christ is added to our account. And when God sees us, he sees the righteousness of Christ, and he cannot see our sin. It's been covered by the blood. Salvation is us admitting we are not righteous on our own, and we accept God's righteousness. It's a lot like letting somebody wire money into your bank account. You have to give them access to it in order for them to do it. When a person gets saved, God imputes, he puts Jesus's righteousness on your account. But number two, man also has a justification before his fellow man that comes into play. You see, our justification to God, it's taken care of by Jesus. Our justification to our fellow man, though, is much different. That is where our works come into play. That is when the book of James has a lot to say about our justification. James 2, verse 17. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils believe and tremble. But thou wilt know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. You see, we could go through that whole passage. It's not talking about for salvation. That justification is us showing our fellow man that we were saved by faith. That's what biblical separation is all about. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. You know, when we get saved, we don't get saved by our works. But after we get saved, our works should show that we are saved. This is why we separate from the world. It is not for salvation that we separate from the world. This is why we don't get saved by our works, but we let other people know by our works how salvation has changed us. You don't stop smoking and drinking and cussing and immorality and dirty talk to get saved. But because you are saved, that should change so that people can see your salvation. Thank God for justification. Let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.